NBA Australia. How you going? Yeah, that's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Monday, January 29. I'm your host, James Clements. Shit oath I am. I'm a roller, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, one half of the Derung Guys NBA podcast, and I'm currently in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, reporting from the front lines, I guess, sure, of the NBA for your favorite daily NBA podcast with a dash of Australia. That's right, man. We're here in the US making sure you know about what's cooking in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball. And today, man, we've got like a huge NBA weekend to wrap up. How good was it? There's also a couple of bummers, Jesus, but then a couple of good things. I don't know. We've got all the usual dumbassery as well. Yeah, Nas. We've got better than Lonzo Ball. We've got the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every episode, we check in on every single Australian NBA player to see how they're going. Plus, it's Monday. Start of a new week, mate. And we have our dickhead of the weekend and a new addition to the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Perfect Hall of Fame. And you know what we do every Monday? We finish up with a brand new Deli review. That's right, Matty Delavan over swinging by for review. So let's get to it, shall we? Let's go. NBA Australia.
G'day, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, NBA Australia, we're back. How do we start every day? It's the whip around. Do the fucking thing, would you? Oh, bit of news, though. You want to start with the bad news? Let's start with the bad news. Boogie. Boogie! He's gone for the year with an Achilles rupture. Oh, this sucked. What a shit way to end Friday night, huh? It's like an amazing game against Houston. Boogie just goes up weird, comes down weird. It's all over Red Rover. Fucking hell. We'll talk about that a bit longer, but this was a rough one for the old season-ending injuries on the weekend. We had Boogie. We got Andre Roberson for the OKC Thunders with his left knee. And Mike Conley being ruled out for the rest of the year with a weird foot thing that requires surgery as well. Ah, tough, man. Just fucking brutal. Like, come on. Can we just have nice things? We were doing so well this year as well. Whatever. All right, Dwayne Casey, the Toronto coaching staff, were announced as to be coaching Team LeBron in the All-Star game. And then on the flip side of that, for Team Steph, Mike D'Antoni and his Houston dudes. That's weird that they gave to the two number two teams in each conference, isn't it? But I guess, you know, by the same thing, you can't just, like, keep giving it to Steve Kerr and Brad Stevens year in, year out. What are you going to do? There you go. That's not too bad. I love that Dwayne Casey will be coaching against Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, kid. But we'll be coaching LeBron. So how much do you think Dwayne Casey is going to be like, hey, LeBron, you're playing 48 fucking minutes. Deal with it. I need you to go after every ball. Play hard. Fuck off. Pretty good. And then a little bit of other news that broke this morning. Detroit have made Avery Bradley available in trades, along with assumedly everybody else on their shitty, shitty fucking roster. Ugh, Detroit. What do you think, Stephen A?
This is horrible. There's no other way to put it.
That's right. It is fucking horrible. That's what Detroit are. All right, let's get to our wrap-up of the weekend. Oh, shit. There's a bit of stuff going on, bro. Couple of games, bro. Also, it was Australia Day on Friday. How good was that? That's right, man. We had like 2 days of Australia Day over here and like going into Friday's episode. Thursday, Friday, backed it up. Lots of Australia. It was fun. What do you reckon?
How did yours go, mate? Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all, eh? Anyway, let's do it. So let's wrap them. Hawks, they lost to the Hornets in the Dwight Howard Bowl. Man, fuck Dwight Howard. He's still at 18 and 15, whatever. 121-110, the Hornets win. Pacers lose to the Cavs, 115-106. Lance, make him dance, blowing into LeBron's ear. Doesn't matter. LeBron goes, fuck you, I'm going to put up a triple-double. 26 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. Victor Oladipo couldn't keep up. 25 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Cavs smash. No problems. Jazz, they go into Toronto and beat the Raps. Jinglin' Joe Ingles had okay one. Jazz win. Donovan fucking Mitchell threw in 26. And as usual on NBA Australia, whenever you say Donovan fucking Mitchell, it's got to be Donovan fucking Mitchell, because Donovan Mitchell does something, you go, fucking hell, Donovan Mitchell. That's Donovan fucking Mitchell. Rudy Gobert, yes, hello. 18 and 15. My name is Jonas Valanciunas. We're 28 and 14. But fucking hell. So how's Kyle Lowry, though? Oh, I'm an all-star. Look at me in my big old booty. I got 5 points on 14 shots in 35 minutes. Get the fuck out of here. He's an all-star over Ben Simmons. How about you fuck off? Yeah, sounds about right. So Jazz, much needed win in the old Toronto, though, because Jesus Christ, man. Utah were swooning, but now they're sort of just getting back on track. 5-5 in their last 10, just keeping touch with the back end of the playoff picture in the West. Lakers go to Chicago and win 108-103. Awesome uniform matchup. The old 91 NBA Finals rematch, bro. Brandon Ingram had 25. Lakers win, no problems. Nets go to Milwaukee. They lose. Deli and Thon McCurr, the Thon song. Australia Day, what do you reckon? Well, I mean, they didn't have great games, but they still got a fucking win. Oh, also, by the way, Giannis came back and scored 41. That'll do it. That's the win. Clips beat the Grizz. Oh, the rerun of the most boring playoff series of the last decade. Lou Williams made this one a fucking awesome one. 40 points, 10 assists, 109 they beat the Grizz. Good job, Lou Will. That'll be not quite all-star yet, Paul Lou Williams. Shame. And then, as mentioned, Rockets and Pelicans. Fuck! Boogie! No! Brutal, man. Massive injury. Like, for an Achilles, for a dude that size, it's fucked. And especially considering how good he was playing. Fucking hell. So there's an interesting couple of things that popped up about, you know, the fatigue and how it may have played a part and how he'd played an absolute, I believe, technical term is fuck ton of minutes in the last of the 10 games. It was his fourth game in 6 nights, I believe. And yeah, I mean, fatigue's always going to be a thing, isn't it? But Jesus, Achilles injuries just fucking suck. Anyway, so the Pelicans beat the Rockets, which is what everyone's like, oh, I wonder if this is going to happen, considering the Rockets have got the awesome backcourt, the Pelicans got the amazing frontcourt, and then fucking bam, no more Achilles for poor fucking Boogie. Absolute bummer, mate. Absolute fucking bummer. I love him so much, the big fella. Anyway, CP3 at 38 in this one. The Rockets still don't get over the hump. Pelicans, they gut it out. It was a fun as hell game. God damn it. Three more left that night. Blazers beat the Mavs. Wes Matthews didn't have himself a revenge game. Blazers are rolling. They've won 5 of their last 6. Sixers at Spurs. Oh, it's another straight A one. Yes. Big Simo versus Patty Thrills on straight A. Big Simo wins it. Spurs take him 97-78. Yeah, there you go. Simo, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Patty, eh, not a good one. Talk about that later in the Australian Player Watch. And then the final game of the night, the Zinger against the shitty Zinger, Dragon Bender. Knicks beat the Suns 107-85. An absolute fucking smashing. How about Saturday? Thunder beat the Pistons. Rusty got a triple-double. 31-11-13, 121-108. Pistons are all like, man, we fucking suck. Magic lose to the Pacers, 112-114. The old Victor Oladipo revenge game. Revenge! Yeah, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Smashed him. Good job, Victor. Lance make him dance, came off the bench. Goes 9-13, has 21 points. Unreal. Aaron Gordon had 22-11. Fournier had 21 for the Magic, but they're fucking shithouse, so who cares? Wiz beat the Hawks without John Wall. John Wall quietly missed 25% of the season. But no, he's an all-star over Ben Simmons. Get the fuck out of here. Hornets lose to the Heat. Heat bounced back from that Kangs loss on Thursday. Even with Goran and Hassan Whiteside having very quiet nights, the Heat do it. Goran only had 5-4. Hassan only had 6-10. But man, Hornets on a back-to-back, still lose, even though Dwight had 20-16 and Kemba had 30. That's fucking bananas. Yeah, it's probably to do with the Hornets bench scoring like 0 points. Celtics, oh, this is the big one. Marv Elvett, boys. Yes! Unbelievable, wasn't it? 109-105. The Warriors beat the Celtics. What a great marquee matchup. Kyrie and Steph. Steph has 40 fucking 9 in this one. And they duel. He and Kyrie, he has 37. Steph has 8 of 13 from 3. Kyrie goes 5 of 6. Such a great fucking duel, man. Kyrie, though, just like fucking flexed at the end. He's still a dork, but fucking hell, that was fun as hell. How was Kyrie putting up moves on moves on moves on moves, moves on moves on moves on moves? Oh! And then, so elsewhere, there was 20 points for Kevin the Coward Durant, 20 for Jaylen Brown. So I love how these matched up so almost like evenly. So you got 20 for the Coward and Jaylen Brown. And then for Al Horford and Draymond Green, almost identical stat lines, 15 and 13 and 3 for Al, 15, 11 and 5 for Draymond. Unbelievable. But there you go, Warriors win. That's a matchup of 1-1, East and West. So fucking good. And also, shouts to Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson for being fucking shithouse on this call and barely talking about this fucking amazing game and instead bitching and moaning the entire time. Yeah, that's fucking awesome commentating, you dipshits. Get the fuck out of here. Wolves beat the Nets 111-97. Oh, what's this? A 2015 NBA draft showdown. Fuck yeah, Big Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, the number one pick versus the... ideally, it would have been the number two and number three picks, but D'Angelo Russell was sitting out on his way back from injury. But Jahlil Okafor, the number three pick, had his best game for his new team. 21 points, 6 rebounds. Meanwhile, Big Cat had 16 points and 19 rebounds. Holy shit, to go with 3 blocks. Yeah, he's a little bit better than Ja. But anyway, Wolves win 111-97. Mavs go to the Nugs and lose. Wes Matthews misses a buzzer beater 3 for the win. No good. Jamal Murray came off the bench in this one after violating a team rule, which is bananas, considering he'd averaged a lazy basically 26.7 points in the last 3 games until this one. Mavs went 4.5 minutes without scoring at the end of this. Oh, gross. But the big thing was Nikola Jokic, another triple-double, second triple-double for the big fella. 11 points, 16 rebounds, 11 assists.
Hello, yes, I'm Bertel Smish. We beat Mavericks. He's very good, don't worry.
And the dartsman, Gary Harris. He's got the name of a darts player, but also put up fucking work. 24 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. On you, Gary. Not bad, mate, not bad. How about Sunday? Oh, yesterday was a good one. Bucks at Bulls. Shit, yeah. Smashed them. Suns, so 110-96. Bulls, Bucks win that one. Suns in the D'Antoni Bowl. The Rockets beat the Suns. It was 7 seconds or less versus 7 seconds of mess. 113-102. Clips beat the Pelicans. 112-103. No Boogie. It's like, oh, what a bummer. Cavs beat the Pistons. 121-104. LeBron is just like, all right, I've got this. Lakers lose to the Raps. They have their 4-game winning streak broken by Toronto. And how's Fred Van Vliet? Fucking 25 points, more like Fred Van Fleek. 25 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 9 of 13 from the field. Not bad, Fred, even though you look like you were just transported from a 1950s basketball game where it was all white guys playing against each other and they're all named Frank or Roger. That's good, Fred. And then, how about the best game of the fucking night and one of the best games of the fucking year? Holy shit, Sixers at Thunder. Woo! 112-122, the Thunder win. Big Simo versus and Embiid versus Rusty and Paul George and Melo. This was like fucking Paddle Pop Lion shit. It's great. Holy shit. Thunder have won 18 straight games against the Sixers, which is bananas. The OKC's Big Four had 105 of those 122 points. So that's Melo, PG, Rusty, and Stephen Adams, Ebru. Stephen Adams, yes, he had a double-double with points and offensive rebounds. 20 points and 10 offensive rebounds. Also, it's one of the defensive ones, but still, unbelievable. But how was fucking Big Simo and how was Rusty? Holy shit, what an absolute fucking cork of a game. Embiid basically killed Rusty at one point, right? Rusty's like, I'm gonna take a charge. Embiid goes, I'm gonna fucking just kill you. How's that sound? And so he did. So Rusty ends up with 37 points, 9 rebounds, 14 assists, almost another triple-double, 2 in 3 days. Embiid, though, has 27 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and, like, just one of the all-time better dunks you'll see this year. And then Rusty just went, all right, I'm going to take it personally and kick the fucking shit out of you guys. And just does it. Just fucking dunked all everyone. Ben Simmons, Big Simo, was dunking over motherfuckers as well. This was such a great back and forth. Oh, it had everything. So if you haven't watched it, go fucking watch it. Also, OKC haven't lost since Westbrook released his signature shoe on Jan 15. Not bad, not bad. So between that and the Warriors-Celtics on Saturday, what a fucking weekend, right? And then the final game of the weekend, Kings lose, of course they do, to the Spurs, 113-98. They always were. I don't know what to tell you. That's just how it goes. Kings suck. Patty Mills had a good one, though. Get to that in Australian Play Watch. Anyway, let's do it. NBA Australia approved performance of the weekend.
That's not nice. That's a nice.
Oh, come on, mate. This is a four-way tie, isn't it? Steph versus Kyrie on Saturday. And then Rusty versus Embiid on Sunday. Unfucking-believable. Steph, as mentioned, 49. Kyrie, 37. Rusty, 37. Embiid, 27 and 10. Going against each other. Hammer and fucking tongs, mate. That's all I want for NBA Australia. That's all we ask for. Just to put your fucking ass out there on the line and go hammer and tongs, mate. Like you fucking Ricky Ponting against the Indians in 2006. Love it. All right, there you go. Steph, Kyrie, Rusty, and Embiid. Rusty dribbling out the clock at the end of that fucking Thunder game and basically staring down Embiid might have been my favorite moment of the year. That was awesome. And then Embiid trolls him again. Oh, shit. He had posts on Instagram. The location was a crime scene investigation. The picture was Embiid mid-dunk. And Rusty mid fucking having his soul taken by Embiid and like just about to hit the ground. It is so fucking good. Great job, Joel Embiid. Either way, that's a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
True that. All right. Who's old mate? No mates from this weekend. Who's got no mates today? Oh, Boogie's fucking Achilles tendon, bro. Oh, this fucking kills me. I'm just so bummed by it. It's just like, dude was only out there just like fucking having his best season basically ever. He and Anthony Davis were figuring out how to play together properly and they were both like fucking all-star starters. Like Boogie was averaging basically 25 and 13 with like over 1.5 blocks and 1.5 steals per game. Literally like that's Hakeem territory. Like that's no one averages fucking like three, what is it, stocks, steals and blocks. That's fucking bananas. Love you, Boogie. God damn it. That fucking hurts. Pretty bummed out. Do you reckon you can tell me about that? Yeah. Can you tell? I'm fucking just... Ugh. All right. Let's make me happier. Let's get to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Yeah, man, coming for everybody in Lithuania, I guess. Anyway, this is better than hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. Your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball over the weekend or last night, however you want to do it. And how about it? Big Simo! Fuck yes, Big Simo. What do you reckon? Oh, I reckon you're a bit Ron Artest, isn't it? You got Wheaties. He's eating his Weet-Bix. How many do you reckon Big Simo does? I reckon it's about 40. Did you see that game against the Thunder? Fucking hell. So, over the weekend, against the Spurs and the Thunder, two of the best teams in the West, Big Simo just goes out and fucking smashes. So, against the Spurs, he has 21 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block. They beat the Spurs. He goes into OKC. He puts up 22 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block. And they, sure they lose, but fucking hell, he just looks so composed. He knows where he's going on the floor. He's hitting his free throws. He only had 4 turnovers across these 2 games. He had all these amazing fucking dunks, just taking it right to the rack and yamming it on motherfuckers. He nutmegged Steven Adams at one point, straight through the old legs there. I'm just sitting there going,
this is ridiculous.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Like, it had me just thinking, you know what? I wonder if Big Simo drinks Sprite.
Man, that's Grant Hill. Grant Hill. Grant Hill drinks Sprite? Grant Hill drinks Sprite.
Maybe Big Simo drinks Sprite after all that. Holy shit. Anyway, alley-oops for days. He and Embiid are special. Lonzo's out. So today, Big Simo, you are better than Lonzo Ball. Onyas. All right, let's get to the yeah nahs after this one.
Oh, kia ora, Brews. This is Steven Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Australia, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. NBA Australia, we're back with yeah, nahs. You ready for this? We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Right off the top. Oh, gross. Sad. Will Boogie stay in New Orleans? So, this is the tough part for Boogie, right? He's got this giant long rehab in front of him. New Orleans are all like, man, we were going to pay you like all the money. Because like, if you wanted to stay, we were more than happy to keep you. This seems like it was working out. And now Boogie's like, well, so I'm not going to be able to play for like a year. What do you reckon? And they're all like, oh, yeah, nah, yeah, do you want to stay? And he's like, yeah, nah, yeah. So Boogie will stay in New Orleans, I'd say, just because they'll be probably in the best position to be like, all right, we can see how your rehab's going. We feel confident you'll get back to like at least a bit of the player that you were. Here is this amount of money. That's going to be key, because Boogie then can turn around and go, hey, man, I still want the max. New Orleans will be like, yeah, no one's giving you the max off an Achilles, bro. And he'd be like, but Wes Matthews basically got the max. And it's like, yeah, that's the Mavs. And also, Wes Matthews coming back from his Achilles is a damn sight different from the fucking 7 foot fucking 300 pound motherfucker that you are. Come on, man. Also, that Wes Matthews return was very quick. And I don't know, I'm just saying, you know, just think about it. Anyway, Boogie, I reckon he stays there. I think they get him in a bit of a discount just to see how he's going. I want him and the AD to figure it out. This is why it's so fucking sad, man. It was like, you know, a positional, stylistic difference in the NBA that has now just sort of just disappeared off into the fucking ether because of a fucking Achilles. Anyway, speaking of other injury-related, well, yeah, nah, let's do it. Memphis got to get on the tank and trade Marc Gasol. Yeah, nah. Yeah, fucking rip off the Band-Aid and just do it fucking now. What are you doing? He's 33. Like, do you think you're going to contend again with Marc Gasol? No. Get what you can for him right fucking now, Memphis. No, look, there's no fucking other way around this. Dude is 33. He's not going to get better. Like, you have to bite the bullet. Like, Mike Conley, we get it, but he's going to not be here for this year. Maybe see what you can get for him as well. But still, you got to do it. Got to get on the tank, Memphis. Get on the tank. Get on the tank. All right, Celtics at Warriors would, well, Celtics versus Warriors would be a better NBA Finals than Cavs Warriors. Yeah, nah. Nah, look, it was fun as hell. It was really fucking good, man. I get it. I get it. I get it. But still, LeBron's got what? 2-3 maybe more really good fucking years left in him. And all I want to see is whether or not he can immortalize himself and take it once more or twice more to the Warriors. And look, we're plenty of time for Kyrie and the Celtics to be fucking good. But I just want to see if we can't get like one more fucking LeBron just like taking it to Kevin, seeing how they go, especially if they can like somehow finagle a trade for Avery Bradley and George Hill. Like, let me think, like, just think that one through. Like, think about this just as George Hill, Avery Bradley, great sort of spot-up shooters who can handle the rock a little bit. They don't need to run the offense, but they can in a pinch. The same sort of stuff that you need exactly around LeBron James. And also two good defensive backcourt dudes, which is roughly two more than they currently fucking have. So, look, if they can pull off something like that, that would be fucking amazing to see that against the Warriors. God damn, man. So Celtics versus Warriors would be a very fun NBA Finals, but I just kind of want one more Cavs-Warriors, maybe two more. Just to have LeBron in the Finals is so much more fun than anything else. Just saying. All right, let's get to the old look at me, unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me.
Yeah, so Carmelo Anthony made it 25,000 points. It's a 23rd all-time, but, you know, he's still a bum. I don't know if that's unpopular, I'm just saying. Fuck it. I'm like, yeah, cool. Watching Melo get to 25,000 points. I just like want him. It was fun to watch him in his new role in Oklahoma. Now they've figured it out. They've won 8 straight. It just seems like they're kind of piecing it all together. It's like, yeah, cool. So Rusty and Paul George are outnumbered 1 and 2. And hey, Melo, just hang out and just like fucking drop bombs from the outside. And okay. So you're like, all right, seems fair. So there you go. That's good. It's Monday. Let's get to our dickhead of the week. Oh, who? Dickhead of the weekend. Come on. It's got to be Neverlast. LeVar Ball in Lithuania. See, the problem with making him an assistant coach in Lithuania is that he's probably thinking right now, I'm definitely the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. He's going to believe it's possible, right? Don't feed the troll, man. Don't feed the trolls. Especially not Lithuanian trolls. There's probably some scary-ass Eastern European folktale about that shit as well. You know, it's like a fucking allegory. Come on, it's right there. Anyway, but the dickhead of the weekend, like his entire coaching thing, it seems to be appears to yell at the players and go, hey, we ain't gonna lose. Now go out and get it. Just get it. Just go out and get it. It's like, all right, man, that's X's and O's. Not your forte. That's fine. Still. Anyway, hey, also, did you see that Nikola Mirotic passed Steve Kerr for 5th all-time on the Bulls made threes list? All-time. Nikola fucking Mirotic. That is unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. Anyway, all right, that's good. Let's do it. Let's get to the Australian Player Watch. What do you reckon? Let's do it after this little message. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Andrew Bogut. You are listening to NBA Straya, and this is the NBA Straya Australian Player Watch. So we're going to whip around every single NBA Australia player, or NBA player from Australia. Yeah, we see, here you go. Ben Simmons went over the Spurs, as mentioned, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. And then in the loss to the Thunder, 22-7-4. Not bad, one steal and a block there as well. Big Simo just out there smashing. Paddy Thrills Mills lost to the big Simo on the Sixers on Friday. On Straya Day, mate, fucking Straya Day. How good is it that Big Simo went against Paddy Mills on Straya Day? I love it. Paddy Mills, though, didn't have a great Straya Day. 5 points on 5 shots, 3 assists, 1 rebound, 1 block. Not bad. He's a small fellow to get a block. It's pretty good. 21 minutes for Paddy. And then versus the Kings on Sunday, he also had 2 very stoked young kids who got flown out as part of his reading program. He released a book, and part of it was like just to get kids reading. Awesome. And these kids got to hang out with Paddy, be courtside, get some fucking signed shoes. Get some a whole bunch of other swag. Very fucking cool. And then the Spurs win, so that's pretty good. Paddy had 21 minutes again. He had 11 points. He goes 3 of 5 from 3. Has 2 steals, 1 rebound. Not fucking bad. Good job, Paddy. Needed that bounce back. How about the jingling one? Jingling Joe Ingles. A big win against the Raps on Friday. The old Jazzers over there. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. 5 fucking fouls for the jingler. 3 turnovers, but the clincher for jingler. 3 of 5, the down under Durant, 3 of 5 from 3. His uptick back in his shooting is coming. It's back, it's here, after a slow start to 2018. The jingler, last 5 games, he's gone 14 of 28 from downtown. That's 50% for those playing along at home. Not bad, not fucking bad. Good job, jingler. How about Matthew Dellavedova? He had the big win over the Nets on Straya Day. He had 20 minutes, only scored 3 points, 1 of 1 from 3. Deadeye, fucking right there. 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals though. Not fucking bad. And then over the Bulls, they got another W, did the Bucks. He played 16 minutes, had 7 points, 2 of 3 from 3, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. That's fucking great. Good job, Deli. He's 6 of 10 from 3 in his last 5. Pretty fucking good. Now the J kids fucked off. How about Thon McCur, the win over the Nets. He had a great one. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal. In only 19 minutes? That's fucking great, Thon. Good shit, mate. What else we got? How about in the win over the Bulls? He played 19 minutes, had 3 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block, 2 steals. Not quite as good as the Nets game. What are you going to do? How about Bangers? Aaron Bangers Baines. The loss to the Warriors on Saturday. He only played 16 minutes. He only scored 1 point. That was on a free throw. He only took 1 shot and he missed that. 0-1. Had 7 rebounds though, 2 fouls, not too bad, Bangers, not too bad. How's Andrew Bogut? Yep, still doesn't have a team. Mango Matthew, still down with the Greensboro Swarm. And how about our daily NBA Australia question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, but he's back at practice. He'll be back soon enough. But that's not soon enough. How about you deal with it? All right. And then the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie. Oh, Jesus. What do you reckon? 37. For Kyrie, he's now up to almost 25 points a game. Not too fucking bad. Not too bad. All right. So, in addition to the dickhead of the weekend, what do we do on Mondays? It's the Andrew Gaze fundamentally sound, efficiently bad mofo performance MVP of the week. This could have been Stephen Adams with his 10 offensive rebounds, the 20 and 10 with offensive rebounds. But how about Chris Paul on Friday? Unbelievable. 38 points, 11 of 19 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3. 12 of 12 from the free throw line to go with his 8 assists and 3 rebounds and a steal. And then he fucking fouled out. That's unreal. So 38, 8 and 3 for Chris Paul. 11 and 19. That's awesome. Good shit. All right, let's quickly smash around into the game previews for tomorrow after this little message.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Fuck oath you are. So, what do you reckon? Patty Mills, inspiration board. Oh, this is so good. So Patty and his inspiring Twitter. As he tweets this out, a couple of photos. As a little Aussie kid, did you ever think you could win a trip to the USA for reading? Tonight we hosted 8-year-old Luke from Sydney, who was the winner of my Game Day book series contest. Even if it isn't the Game Day series, keep encouraging kids to read. There you go, I'm inspired. That's fucking great. And there's a couple of photos of Patty with the two kids. Courtside, hanging out, smashing it, in the locker room, just chilling. So good. Unreal. Good job, Patty. All right, let's get to the game previews. Game previews. Tonight, Monday, January 29. What do we got? We got Hornets at Indy. Nah, I'm good. Like, Indy are going to fucking kill them. Indy win that. Mini at Hawks. Minnesota at the Hawks. Man, Minnesota just get to roll through all these fucking East teams at the moment, huh? Minnesota definitely smashed the Hawks. Philly at Bucks. Oh, shit. It's only Big Simo versus Thon. Big Simo versus Greek Freak. Embiid versus the Greek Freak. Simo and Dalian Thon. How good is this game? Holy shit. I'm also going to go see Big Simo on Wednesday when they play the Nets here in Brooklyn, eh? Anyway, Philly at Bucks. Give me the Bucks. I think they keep on rolling. I think Philly might be a bit exhausted by yesterday's pretty fucking epic game in Oklahoma City. They have to fly to Milwaukee. Just how it's going to go. And then Suns at Grizz. Gross. Yeah, I want no fucking part of that one, mate. Two teams on 17 wins. Ugh, no good. Give me the Suns, I reckon. I mean, they've lost four straight, but I think they bounced back. I think the Grizz are fucking horrible. Heat at Mavs. Oh, a couple of finals rematches there. Give me the Heat. I think they'll just outclass the old Mavs. And then finally, the Celtics at Nugs. Tasty. We'll see how the Seas do after that massive Warriors game. And they had to bounce up to Denver. This will be Joker versus Al Horford. Jamal Murray versus Kyrie. It's pretty fun. Yeah, not bad, not bad, mate. Give me the Celtics. I think the defense is just too strong. And you know what? That's fucking it. Monday episode in the bag. The big weekend wrap. Tomorrow we're going to have all the usual great stuff. So much ridiculousness. So much fun. Thanks for listening to NBA Australia Today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Jump in on the old NBA Australia Never Forget series. We had Shane Heal and his career high 4 assists yesterday. Had Dally on the weekend as well. I think we'll have Luke Longley up today. Oh, not bad. Not bad. So thanks to From Oslo from the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They are the best band in Australia. They are debuting their new single, Stop, on Home & Hose this week. Go fucking make sure you smash it. It's an absolute fucking cork of a tune. I got a little bit of a preview. Fucking love it. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. Smash them on Bandcamp and Facey. They're fucking awesome. And you know what? It's an all fucking Deli. It's an old Deli special, this one. He's reviewing Australia Day special when we finish off this episode. That's right, mate. It's Deli reviewing the castle. What? Unbelievable. Ah, man, you better stick around for that, eh? Oh, not bad. All right, thanks for listening to NBA Australia Today. We'll catch us tomorrow. This is NBA Australia. I'm James Clements. We're saying later, Horizon. Oi, 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 how the fuck are you? It's old mate Deli over here. How was your Australia Day, mate? Oh, fucking yes. Mine was fucking loose as you dickheads. Oh, mate, after we fucking beat the Nets on Friday, I took little fucking Thon out there and we got on the Corona cans. Fucking tore it up. Went to karaoke, mate. Fucking, it was awesome. We're like, fucking me and Thon were singing Land Down Under and fucking Johnny, or you're fucking look, Land Down Under. Fucking Johnny Farnham's You're the Voice. Fucking horses and shit, arms around each other, smashing the coronas. It was fucking mental, bro. Such a good fucking night. Oh, fucking love Australia Day. So the good part was, we then chucked like a bit of a barbie at mine on Saturday. Like, smashed some cans of VB that I got imported from Australia, especially for Australia Day. And we like listened to the Hottest 100, just like we're back home in fucking Maryborough. It's fucking sick, bro. Like, it was just, you know, this time I didn't have my best mate Plugger doing beer bongs and decking cunts. Classic fucking Plugger. But it was really fucking good, mate. Well, I had all the fucking team around and shit. And like, after they fired Jason Kidd and stuff, I'm just like, I just need to bring everyone together. And like, what better way to do it than fucking straight, eh, you dickheads?
So I'm like, fucking come round, I'll fucking throw on some snags and some lamb chops. And they fucking loved it. Like, that fucking Greek fella, Giannis, was just like covering his lamb chops in like tzatziki dip and shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, mate? You're a fucking mad dog. I'm like, mate, tomato sauce will do for lamb chops. If you're being fancy, maybe some fucking mint sauce, but fucking I don't know. Anyway, so like, cause we had everyone around and shit, I'm like, oh, I got your review for NBA Australia, so like, why don't we chuck on the most classic Australian movie of all time? So I fucking put on The Castle. It was great, mate. It was just as fucking good as ever. Like, oh, it's so good, it's going straight to the pool room, isn't it? How fucking funny is Daryl Kerrigan, though? Like, hair match for Justin Sticks. Nah, tell him he's dreaming. Oh, fucking classic. And fucking Dale, mate. Oh, I dug a hole. Dale dug a fucking wrist holes. Oh, it's just so fucking classic. How's the serenity? Oh, what a fucking movie. So I showed it to the rest of the team and like, no cunt got it, even though I was like laughing my ass off. I'm like, you fucking dipshits don't even just get this, do yous? I've had like 14 cans and I'm laughing my fucking ass off, but that's hardly scratching the surface. Anyway, so I had the fucking Great Australia Day weekend, and I fucking reckon I have to make everyone watch The Castle again. Like, and maybe every Australia Day. Like, it's probably my favourite movie ever. Like, it definitely gets 10 out of 10 deli ones. And if you haven't seen it, what are you fucking doing? Like, fucking go get it now, you dickheads, and tell us how good it is. Tell him he's dreaming. Fucking great, man. Classic. Anyway, so good. All right, love The Castle, and I'll be back next week with another review for you. Later, cunts. Deli out.